Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life.
This is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Hi, Rebels. This is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls, the interview. I'm your host, Jayla Nicholas, and today we're talking to Danita Sparks. She narrated the story of godmother of punk, Joan Jett, who didn't let anyone stand in her way of her rock star dreams. If you haven't heard that episode, turn up your headphones and go give it a listen now. Okay, Danita, can you introduce yourself to our listeners?
My name is Danita Sparks, and I sing and play guitar and write songs for the rock and roll band L7.
And how did you first get interested in playing music? How did you know it was something that you wanted to do?
Well, I think I always wanted to be on stage somehow. I thought I'd be a dancer for a while, and then I kind of wanted to be an actor. And then, I always loved music, but there weren't many role models when I was a kid of girls, but then I just had boys be my role models. I also got a guitar when I was 16 from my parents.
Cool. So you moved from Chicago to Los Angeles, and you got your start in the music scene there in the 1980s. Can you give us a sense of what the LA music scene was like at that time?
Well, when I moved to LA, I was just out of high school, and I wasn't really thinking that I was going to be in the music scene. I thought I was going to be a surfer because I wanted to surf, and I never ended up surfing, but I ended up playing guitar in a band. But there were all different kinds of scenes at the time in LA. There were like heavy metal bands going on, and there was some hardcore punk bands going on. And L7 kind of were from the art scene, but we were playing hard rock. So we were kind of punk rockers doing hard rock, really stripped down, simple versions of that.
It can be a challenge to be a woman in the rock world, as Joan Jett's story showed. How have you seen things change for women rockers in your lifetime?
Well, I think women rockers aren't as freaky as the media used to portray them as. We're just human beings like anybody else. And it just seems now that there's a lot more women playing music. I don't know if people care if they're female or not. I guess probably, but then I talk to younger musicians and they say it is still a drag, those kind of questions talking about, what's it like to be a girl in a band and all that stuff. So I don't know, maybe it's just because we're older and people aren't as curious about us, or if just more women are incorporated into the music scene.
You know Joan Jett and your band L7 on her record label. Can you tell us what it was like to meet Joan and what her story means to you?
Well, I remember, the first time I met Joan Jett, she fronted L7 at a Rock for Choice show. L7 had founded an organization called Rock for Choice, which was raising money for women's health clinics. And Joan wanted to do the concert with us, and so she fronted L7 for us. But she told us at that time the story of her crying backstage after she had been spit on an entire concert. That was just really like, wow, man, that is that is really crazy. I think Joan took a lot of the first hits for us all. And I don't think, for as much as L7 went through crap like that, it was never that bad. So she took the hits for all of us.
So, for girls who are interested in being in a band, what advice do you have for them?
My advice for girls being in a band, which would be the same as for boys being in a band, by the way, but I would just say, get an instrument, start playing it, and if you don't know all the chords, I still don't know chords. I don't know a lot of minors and sevenths and all that stuff. you know, if you've just got a cool feel and if you're yourself, you can be cool. I've got nothing against lessons. I think lessons are great. I think proficiency is totally right on, but you can also do it without being a virtuoso. And, you know, that was the liberating thing about punk rock, is that you don't have to be a virtuoso to have a cool band.
So if you could go back to when you were a kid and give yourself a piece of advice, what would you say?
If I were a kid, I would give myself the advice of keep being curious about art and learn stuff of different disciplines, you know, like learn about Andy Warhol and learn about Josephine Baker and learn about Dick Dale, King of the Surf Guitar, and learn about all these people, you know, because it's cool to have that just as your own knowledge as a human being, you know, and be nice to other people as much as you can and speak your mind.
That's some great advice. Okay, so finally, Danita, what makes you a rebel girl?
I am such a rebel girl. I've always been one. I'm always kicking up sand, and thank God I was raised a feminist, and I think that helped a lot. I think I'm a rebel girl because I do speak my mind a lot, and sometimes it's really uncomfortable and icky, and sometimes it sucks because you get pushback from somebody for something that you're either standing up for someone or standing up for a belief that you have, and, you know, people can give you a lot of grief about it, but in the long run, it's better to speak up than to not say anything at all. So that's what makes me a rebel girl.
That's awesome. Thank you, Danita. And thank you for listening. If you like the show, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen and share it with all your friends. Catch you next time. Stay rebel.
Hi, rebels. We have some exciting news. We've decided to make this podcast completely free for our listeners. With this change, even more girls can enjoy stories of empowering women. And don't worry, episodes will continue to come out every week, wherever you listen to podcasts. See you next time.